We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Still doing strong work at the score despite a revolving door of partners.
It's all good, man. Don't let it get to you, 18.
Afternoons on the score.
Thank you for hanging out. It's been a fun show. We're off in 30 minutes for Shane Bieber against Advert Alzolay. It's going to be fun, man.
Yes,
a lot of strikeouts.
Shane Bieber's been absolutely outrageous. And the Cubs, do they still have the tiny little short bench? Have I missed any?
I haven't seen a roster
transactions?
Move.
I mean, Zach will fill you in on the pregame, but Jake Marisnyk onto the injured list means, and replaced by a pitcher, means there's a three-man bench. And then Javi Baez scratched from the lineup with back issues. I don't know if he's available to pinch hit as he did the other day, but that means there's now a two-man bench, and you're in an American League city with a DH to begin with. So, woof. That is a difficult ask for a two-game series for David Ross.
Yeah, I don't know what they'll do, but you would think that we would have seen a corresponding move by now if they were going to make one. Yeah. So maybe it'll just be a short bench in an unfortunate situation. And, you know, they've shown a lot of resiliency, frankly. So if they don't think these are going to be long-lasting things, maybe they don't need to make a roster move, and they can just get through a day and Javi will be back or something. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, everybody still has the taxi squad where there's up to five players from the alternate training site that are carried on the taxi squad for road games. So those guys are there, have been traveling, and are ready to go. So I'm not sure what the deadline is before first pitch, but maybe a move still pending.
So I just wanted to throw this trivia question at you real quick. I know you enjoy them. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but everyone's talking about Russell Westbrook, who passed Oscar Robinson for most triple doubles of all time.
Amazing. It is a stunning accomplishment in a very, very different era. Can I tell you that Oscar Robertson
is amazing.
He never realized that he was doing that. It wasn't a
thing. I know.
This is the quote that I read today. I didn't hear of triple doubles until I was out of the game, says Oscar Robertson. So that's fascinating context for me, because as we all know, and I'm not going after Russ here, but like for triple doubles, people know what they are and they chase them and they do want them and it's an achievement. Whereas Robertson was simply playing and that was a manifestation of his game. That's fascinating difference.
Yeah, a totally different era. And yeah, there was not the attention. They hadn't even named it. And Robertson was incredible. He's one of the 20 greatest players of all time and the stat stuffer and everything with it. And Russ, no question, stat hunts and is fully aware of what he does. But the work ethic, I can't think about Russell Westbrook without thinking about Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
came into the league at the same time, played in that Final Four, as athletic a point guards as the league had ever seen. Rose kind of pulls out ahead early with the first MVP. They both suffer injuries, but just through the grace of genetics, right, Russ is able to overcome his injuries and maintain the athleticism, whereas Derek fights through it, has more setbacks, and loses more of his athleticism, where now he's scoring 25 in a game, and it's only on twos and free throws, and like he'll go an entire calendar year without dunking, because it's just runners and floaters and everything. So he's had to transform his game, whereas Russ has largely maintained. But it's kind of crazy that like Russ is going to go down certainly as a top 50 player ever, and maybe as a top 30 or 40 player in the history of the game, and Derek will be more regarded as like that cautionary tale of injuries. Like Derek will be regarded closer to like Grant Hill or Brandon Roy, whereas Russell Westbrook is the guy who maximized his potential.
I agree that Derek will be thought of closer to those guys, but he keeps extending his career and kind of reshaping his legacy as he still plays. He is a dominant force on the New York Knicks these days, and with a wide open East, the Knicks could get to the conference finals or even the NBA finals the way that they are playing right now, and I can't wait to watch them in the playoffs, which probably will not include the Bulls.
Probably will not. So yeah. the trivia question.
Yeah, man.
So he passes the Big O in triple doubles.
Yeah.
He also crossed the 8,000 assist threshold for his career. Four guys, more than 20,000 points and 8,000 assists. Russell Westbrook is one of four. Can you give me the other three?
20,000 points.
8,000 assists.
8,000 assists. That's a great question. Magic Johnson?
No.
Okay. Larry Bird?
No.
Wow.
We just were talking about one.
Oscar Robertson.
There you go. Yeah. Oscar Robertson would be one.
20,000 points and 8,000 assists. I don't think Stockton had 20,000 points.
That is correct. One is obvious.
Wilt Chamberlain.
No.
Okay. I know it'd be a reach for assists, but Wilt is the surprising answer to almost every trivia question in NBA history.
Yeah.
How about LeBron James?
LeBron James would be the obvious one. Yes, LeBron has already passed the threshold. I will be very impressed if you get the other one, so I will give you a clue.
Thomas Satoransky
is not the answer.
Okay.
We have interviewed him.
We have interviewed him.
Yes, sir.
20,000. See, that's going to send me off into a different place. 20,000 points and 8,000 assists.
In which iteration of the show?
The old show.
Okay.
The old show.
How Gary about Thaddeus?
Gary Payton.
Very good.
The glove.
Gary Payton.
I don't know that I would have gotten there. I started thinking about Fat Lever. Tiny Archibald didn't play long enough, but he's still the only guy to lead the league in scoring and assists in the same season. So I was thinking about guys like that. Would have thought about big assist guys like Jason Kidd and Mark Jackson and things like that. Would not have gotten to Gary Payton.
Isn't that incredible?
That's a phenomenal stat.
Yeah. And it's really tough. Like
I had no problem with Gary Payton. I had a lot of other things on my mind.
No problem with it. But so like Jason Kidd, a lot of people were texting.
Sure.
17,000 points.
Yeah, right. So I wasn't looking at the textures, but yeah. So that makes sense to think about those kind of guys. Where's Mark Jackson on points? Not that close to Jason
Yeah,
Kidd.
I don't think he's close. So Chris Paul is about to get there.
Sure.
But Chris Paul is going to enter even rarer air because he's over 10,000 assists.
So he's going to be the first guy at 20 and 10?
Correct. He'll be So Chris Paul is going to be a 20,000 point, 10,000 assist, 2,000 steals guy. Never happened before.
That's amazing.
Yeah. No Magic Johnson, no LeBron. And LeBron probably will get there. I'll pull his up real quick. But there's so many cool Russell Westbrook stats going around.
Oh,
right?
Dude.
The texter said that Russ has more triple doubles than Kobe Bryant had double doubles, which is an incredible stat, and obviously is more about Kobe being a pure scorer and just looking to score and not thinking about the other things as being particularly valuable. And LeBron will shatter a ton of these records if he plays another 5 years or so.
Yeah.
But it's very – so LeBron's at 35,000 points and 9,600 assists. So when LeBron passes
– Oh, so he'll get there. He'll get to 20 and 10 as well. He'll be at 35.
He'll be his own – LeBron's going to be his own category in all this because LeBron is going to be
– the all-time scorer in the history of the NBA.
Right. So LeBron will be 40,000 points, 10,000 assists, and 10,000 rebounds.
Yeah.
He's at 9,700 rebounds for his career.
So he's going to be the guy – who finishes with a career triple-double in terms of the thousands.
In terms of the five-figure club. Yeah,
yes.
Yes, exactly.
He's going to be a 40-10-10 guy.
Yeah. And he's over 2,000 steals, and he will be over 1,000 blocks by the time his career's over.
You're right. There's a million things like that. I was reading about the triple-doubles today. Magic Johnson is third on the list of triple-doubles. He has 138, right? And they say the term triple-double originated with Johnson's Lakers and the PR guy there. He takes credit for it, by the way. But Magic Johnson had 46 games with 10 or more points, 10 or more assists, and 9 boards. He had 46 games where he was one rebound away from a triple-double. And that, of course, reminded me that Nolan Ryan has 7 no-hitters, 12 one-hitters, and 18 two-hitters. 18 two-hitters for Nolan Ryan.
That's incredible.
Right? I mean, guys like that who just kind of did it. It was part of their natural arc, as opposed to compiling now that we know it's a thing and it's a cool thing.
Yeah, it's obviously arbitrary. 10 double digits, round numbers, right? It's obviously arbitrary, but
nine of something means you had a pretty good night.
Yeah, 9 assists is good. 10 is slightly better, but for some reason, 1 is not regarded with a fancy little
by
number.
1, right? Like ten is one
I
more.
I think it's one slightly more. Better. Well, you guys have the doctorate in the NBA more. Over there.
Oh, yeah, what does Dr. NBA think
sometimes
about?
Sometimes people
this?
Forget about his extra schooling.
Yeah, they do forget. Doctor is on sabbatical right now.
Okay, I get it.
It's too bad. I'd love to know what he would prescribe for Bulls fatigue and Bulls sad.
And I don't, you know, the Bulls, they suck. They're not going to make the playoffs. I'm going to lose my bet. And we talked before the deadline about, hey, you know, you could probably get Russell Westbrook on the cheap, and you laughed me out of the room.
Yeah.
And I will say, Vucevic at 30 is better for the long-term future, and his contract is obviously worlds better. But this 15-game run that Washington is on, we would not be ignoring the Bulls for weeks at a time if Russell Westbrook was on the Bulls.
That is the most selfish, vapid, empty reason to trade for somebody.
No, it isn't.
So we wouldn't ignore them May of a season?
Wait a minute. Attention, relevance, entertainment value. The Bulls aren't winning a championship with Vucevic. They're not winning a championship with Russell Westbrook. One of them would make them more relevant now and more interesting and more entertaining.
Yeah.
Russell Westbrook is entertaining, man.
But they're trying to build a winner, sir.
I know.
Hey, you know, listen, I think you're doing a bad job of the saddest watch that you were supposed to be on.
They kept
the
losing.
Like, fight for the 10 seed. Well, let me take over. Let me help you out here. If the Bulls go 4-0 in their remaining games and they play the Brooklyn Nets tonight, so this is a big ask.
Yeah.
Okay. If they go 4-0, they will catch the Wizards if the Wizards go 1-2 or worse. The Wizards have 3 games left. So if the Bulls go 4-0 and the Wizards go 1-2, they can catch them. Now, the Pacers are in that mix as well, but I think the Wizards feel like the main competition. If the Bulls go 3-1, they only catch the Wizards if the Wizards go 0-3 in their final 3 games. This has been your sad and pathetic 10-spot watch on the Parkins and Spiegel Show.
Well, you know what's even sadder?
What's that?
I will be at the last game of the regular season, Bulls-Bucks.
Oh, man.
I'm going.
On purpose?
Yeah, on purpose. I'm going. I didn't want to miss a full year of attending NBA games in person.
You know?
Brad is a Bucks fan from Milwaukee. My brother, his son, my nephew Jack, a diehard Bucks fan, knows literally every player on every team in the NBA.
That's beautiful.
So we got tickets, and we're gonna go hang out at Bulls Bucks on Sunday.
That's really cool.
But there's a good chance that the Bulls will have been eliminated and the Bucks will be locked into their playoff seating and we will be watching
Scrubs.
Backups and Benny the Bull through masks.
You know what? Thankfully, because you've been in a pandemic and now you'll be there, it's just going to be so much fun to be there no matter what.
Oh, I can't wait.
You're going to have a great time.
I can't. It's just funny. You were talking about I kind of dropped the ball on the daily tracking of the 10 seed. We did that bit.
Yeah.
And they went on a 5-game losing streak. And Washington started winning every game. It was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
all right.
They're, what is the word? Not relevant and not going to make it.
You're so lucky the Danny is a mush crowd does not care about the Bulls.
Yeah.
We should have been hammering you about that, man.
Okay, yeah, of course. But they
you're right. He bet on them to make the playoffs.
Bet on them to make the playoffs. Did the 10, like the, we're going to do the saddest track of anything in Chicago sports radio history. Because, like, sucking for luck is more exciting than this because it's a play-in tournament for the NBA playoffs where, just for the right to lose to, you know, Philly or Milwaukee or Brooklyn in the first round. Yeah. And they promptly lost 5 games in a row and took themselves out of contention. It's true. It happened. And I watched all the games.
Yeah.
So, huge waste of time.
That is amazing.
Zach LaVine getting COVID did not help.
No, it did not help, but I think the biggest factor was you betting on them.
Sure.
To make the playoffs, yeah. I'm pretty sure. All right, so you're going to the game.
Sunday.
That's cool.
Sunday.
Blackhawks finished last night. Fans did get to see a few Blackhawks games. I just saw that the Milwaukee Brewers are about to expand to 50% capacity. It's all happening around us. These coming months, it's going to start
These coming weeks.
I'm sure that the White Sox and Cubs at some point will be getting up there. Do you think we have a 100% capacity baseball game before the season's out?
Yes. I mean, on the north side. But yes.
Come on, man. What a hack.
I'm just kidding. Take a joke.
I just got a call from Tom Ricketts. They're starting pregame earlier, so we can leave.
It should be said. We were talking about.
Oh, come on.
We were talking about Wrigley. That's not true, right?
No,
we were talking about
true.
Wrigley at one point being, you know, having more like 50% or whatever, and what that would feel like if we get there. And Shane is the one who said it would feel like a Sox game. Shane, you want to own that? I believe you said that.
No.
There's so much bad info out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad info out there. Imagine bringing a conversation from my office to air.
Wow.
If we did that, I'd been fired
all be
years
fired.
Ago.
Tanny, by the way, speaks actual disgust on his face when
I made that joke. I knew it wasn't a joke. It was in passing. It wasn't really set up as a joke. You like to make sure they land when you throw a joke out there.
It was
stated as fact, which it's just, we talked about this months ago, you know, but
it hurt because it was true.
It was a cheap shot. That's the analogy there. It's like a dying man walking by and Danny kneecaps him just as he's going by.
It's not a dying man. It's a first place team.
Yeah, that's true.
It's going to be great.
That's why Shane's in charge of analogy.
It's like you're on death row, right, in jail, and you get this huge meal. You pick every course, all of it, and then before you take that first bite of the pulled pork sandwich, they shoot you in the head.
Wow.
What's his face?
That was easy, Pat Foley.
can I hear the apology, by the way?
Oh, man.
I want to hear Pat Foley's apology.
There's a deep drive into left field by Castellanos, so it'll be a home run.
No, not that bad. Come on.
See, Pat Foley said he made a comment, and it was offensive.
Partner, I need to throw something out here. When I was talking about complimenting the Blackhawks and the restrictions they had to deal with on the road, I made a comment about myself and how hard it would be for me to deal with all the restrictions. And I said, put a bullet in my head. I wish I didn't say that. I'm sorry if I offended some folks. Apparently I did. And so I apologize.
Okay.
I apologize. He didn't say the Z. I didn't hear the Z unless we clipped it.
Sammy Sosa style?
Yes, shades of Sammy Sosa with I apologize.
That's the I'm sorry you're offended apology.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't say that. I'm sorry if I offended some folks. Apparently I did. And so I apologize.
Okay.
Oh, there is
there's
a Z.
A Z.
Okay.
There's a Z.
All right. Maybe my ears just look for the Sosa.
I like the apology with restating the thing that people found offensive in it. That's tried and true. Apparently, when I said this, it offended people. So I'm sorry.
Yeah, it felt very, very sincere. You know, how long has Pat Foley been doing the gig? 38 years? 39
it's a long
years?
Time.
Where are we? I'm Pat Foley. I know there's time off in between, but it's a long run. It's a long run here. The longer you go, the less passionate your apology has to be, especially if it's borderline. In fact, the less you get asked to apologize, theoretically. Although I guess that's on one axis, and then another axis is the political correctness of the times and the landscape.
Well, and the frequency at which you have to apologize that you step over the line. And sure, there's a lot of axes.
On that graph,
it's very confusing. Axi, 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 axi off. Yeah, it was. It was not that big of a deal, obviously. That was like the ultimate misdemeanor. And he apologized.
Apologized. But he did.
Yeah. And he just kept it moving.
Which, I wish I didn't say that. I'm sorry if I offended some folks. Apparently I did. And so I apologize.
Okay.
You know.
All right. That works. Did I mention that the Bears are playing the Rams on Sunday Night Football in L.A. in week one, and they're going to be a 6.5, 7-point dog? Did I mention that?
Yeah.
Oh, who cares?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah, you did.
I'm getting conflicting feedback, too, by the way. It's, oh, now they have to start Justin Fields, or, oh, this is good. Aaron Donald can either hurt Andy Dalton, and that will lead to Justin Fields starting, which is, I think, very disrespectful to my guy Max Rustifer, or Andy Dalton will be so terrible on national TV that the pressure will be turned up to 100, and that will lead to Justin Fields starting. So we're playing out every permutation based on my schedule scoop. There's something you should bet on in the Cubs game tonight. We'll give it to you next on The Score. Shane Bieber against Advert Alzolay. The over-under for Bieber strikeouts tonight is 9.5. You going over or under?
9.5. I'll go over on that, since 5 of his 7 starts have been over 9, and the Cubs have the 5th highest strikeout rate in all of baseball. That said, Javier Baez is a late scratch, so that's potential 3 or 4 off the board. So, interesting.
Yeah, they've been putting the ball in play. I would lean over, though. Bieber, good, you know me, good pitching beats good hitting. The pitching has just gotten too good, and it's one of the biggest things in baseball. What if I said the between the two starting pitchers, set the over-under at 15.5?
Oh, I go over on that. That's the thing. Advert Alzolay, I almost picked him up in fantasy. He's got 2 starts this week for fantasy baseball players. He's been really good lately and has gotten over the biggest hurdle, which was, frankly, trust from David Ross. Because a couple times he'd gotten into the 5th and didn't even get out of the 5th. One time it was at like 82 pitches or 83 pitches, and a lot of us up there were saying, come on, you can push Advert a little bit. And now he's been pushed a little bit, and he's looked really good. We talked about the slider reinvention, and he throws it so much now, so much more than his other breaking stuff. It is really serious major league stuff that Advert has. And if he's got control of it, like he does, really good control lately, then he can be very, very effective.
It's exciting to watch his starts, because it feels like you're not only watching something about this season that's relevant, because you don't really know if this season is going to have much relevancy later in the year, but it feels like you're watching the beginning of something that could be a part of the next very good Cubs team. Right?
I think part of him
is the future, I think.
Yeah, so. I think that's true. And there's also a satisfaction with watching him that Cub fans do not get on the regular, which is really, really good stuff with strikeout potential.
Frequently. Yeah, the thing that other teams routinely do to you, you occasionally get to do to the other team.
Yes.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Shane, what are you betting on tonight?
Yeah, I'm making my valiant return to the betting, which we talk about often on this show, in a single game parlay, Cubs and Indians. I've got Bieber over 9.5 strikeouts. This is one of those locks, by the way. You hear people talking about locks? This is a lock parlay. So it's automatic win, big-time money. Bieber over 9.5 strikeouts, and then Jose Ramirez just to hit with 2+ hits, and then Hayward, Bryant, Eddie Rosario, and Josh Naylor to also record a hit.
What does that pay?
A lot of money, Danny.
Out of curiosity, stringing those 6 things together.
What do you think?
Your mortgage if you play it right. Am I right, Shane?
Yeah. Depends how much money you bet, as they say in the betting.
Yeah, but that's the real question, is how much are you flushing?
$10 to win 370.
To win 370 bucks?
Yeah, 10 to win 370.
37 to 1.
Yeah,
that's fun.
It's a pretty big lock, I'd say. I'd call it a lock.
You'd call it a lock at 37
to 1. It's a parlay lock is what they call it.
Those are rare.
Parlock. I think those are called
parlock. Yeah, parlocks. It's a
parlock. Those 37-to-1 locks are hard to come by.
I only bet locks.
Okay.
I would bet more. If it is a parlock, I would you know, scramble.
Well, I only have $10.
Oh.
Because he's homeless.
Full circle.
Shane, I'm going to Venmo you $10. Get me on there.
Okay,
get me on
deal.
The parlock. Okay?
Deal.
Can you just text me the bet again so I can play
it? No, you missed it. You got to hit the rewind link. Go back.
Okay.
For that parlay lock.
The old Odyssey app.
Hey, speaking of the rewind link, go catch Steve Stone. Well, we're going to tweet it out and share it multiple ways. But Steve Stone with an epic story today about a five-year anniversary. So worth it.
Yeah, he was fantastic on baseball analysis and storytelling. So thank you to Steve Stone. He was our only guest on this short show. Thank you to Connor and Brian Gertz running the Twitch chat and the video stream. We appreciate you. Shane Reardon is our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Tomorrow we're on after Cubs baseball because they got the day game against the Indians. So for Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. Cubs baseball with Zach Zaidman coming up next. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
Well, I would say it was fine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.